Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan. Hey! Hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope you've had a wonderful week.
It's been beautiful weather over here. Today was the first day where we've had some overcast, but it's still not raining. It's like it's 79 degrees according to my computer, so that's like perfect.
Ah, nice. Very
Yeah.
nice. We're overcast here too. So that's been nice. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's cooler, but I think it's supposed to go back up again. Tiffany, on the other hand, I've seen her weather. It's not good. So
This
she's in
Texas.
Texas. It's Texas weather. She's in
Yeah.
a hot state.
It
But
is getting warm out there in some areas, and there's even the fires are kicking up in some areas. So let's send all the love to the forest and keep everything.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-oh. Melting next week doesn't sound good. We're getting little notes down below here, you guys. So hopefully everybody is in our chat rooms because this girl hasn't been able to figure out how to get to the chat room today. So get in the chat room and our chat board chat.
Remind everybody
Oh.
what they need to do to be sure to be in the right one and the right place and all that good stuff.
Well, we're live streaming in several different places right now. And if you are on one of our live streams and you comment, it will go into a live stream chat that we have that Tiffany will be watching for us. And if you guys have questions for us, just write question. Oh, no, we like Tiffany. Tiffany in capital letters. And then she'll know that you want her attention and that you have a question. And she does her best to get as many of those to us as possible, you know, as we get to chatting. We'll get to as many of those as we can, but we're really enjoying answering you guys' questions, getting to the stuff you guys want to know about, and answering questions about QHHT, about metaphysical things, about our experiences and journeys.
All things.
You know, tuning into things for you guys. We like it. So let's keep doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
Tracy,
just wherever you're seeing it live stream, post your comment. It should get to the combined live stream comments.
But you may, I think you said before something about
So.
if they just post questions below on the Facebook page where it said we won't see it. Is that correct?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, if you're scrolling and you see it live streaming, open it up. If you're on like Facebook, open it up and then comment in the open format so that we can find it. Yeah, I believe you're right. I believe it doesn't show us. I could be wrong, but I believe it doesn't show us if you're just commenting down below when it's in its condensed version. So,
Yeah, and we don't want you to be frustrated.
and if you're watching it on YouTube, you just comment and we should get it. So that part's good. And Julia and I are competing to see whose YouTube's going to get the most comments. So if you're on mine, I want you to comment a lot. No. No, comment on mine. So I never win this because, you know, it's.
And I love all the messages you guys leave, and you just all the hearts and the wonderful love you, love you. And I just love it. So please send me more and more and more and more and more of those hearts and love.
All the love, says the love. That's funny. I like how you and I, we don't call each other, but yet you're wearing a blouse with a lot of white in it. I chose to wear white today. I think last time we both chose similar colors.
The blue, yeah. What color are you wearing,
Didn't
Tiffany?
call each other beforehand, going, "What are you wearing?"
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't happen. So, hey, that's cool.
Very cool. Okay, I'm feeling that you have something, you did something. I don't know. It's like, what did you do this week? I feel like you did something. Something happened that is mentioned.
Other than tearing apart my computer and putting it
Sure,
back
you did
together.
mention that. I see that's something.
So you guys always think it's fun when I do something like put in a floor, change out a, you know, all the things that I like to do around here. It's like, can I do that myself? We have a Ford pickup that loves me and wants to stay with me. And the way
Right.
it does that is it breaks down so I can't sell it because I've been trying to sell it. I love this do-it-yourself kind of stuff because my oldest son Josh, he's very mechanical and he got into it and he saw what needs to be done and he's gonna go and just, you know, I'm like, here's some money, go get the parts you need, fix it. And it's a big job. So that's going on this week. Let me see, what else happened this week? It seemed like, well, we've got a lot of that full moon energy, and that's in Capricorn. So that's anchoring us into solidifying things, like getting grounded, things that were kind of up in the air, probably going to start taking form.
Oh,
And
okay. This is
maybe
good to
they're
know.
coming out with some
This is good
plans.
information. We need to know this.
So things that were, like the Capricorn wants to have the plan, wants to have the list, wants to have, I'm Capricorn. We like to know what we're doing. So you're gonna probably fall into all the things that you were like, oh, I wonder if I should do that. You'll be like, either you're gonna put it on the calendar or you're gonna move to something else. You're gonna start anchoring it in. So those energies are out there. What did you do this week?
Well, and I was thinking about that when you said about the clean air thing, and I thought I remembered I wanted to talk about this before. I'm still continuing, I'm finishing up on the work around the house, but I put these gazing balls around the house, and I put one on my wall today. You know, those the balls that you just, you sit, you just gaze at them. They
I've
reflect.
never heard of that.
Really?
Yeah.
They're glass balls. They're like about a foot in diameter, and they have a little stand, and you put them out in your garden, and they're pretty. They're just pretty.
Oh, maybe I've never heard them called that before.
What have you? What else might they be called?
I don't know. I don't know. So I would have to see one and see if it's like, oh, I would have called that blown glass or
Yeah, they're different colors. Like I had one that was silver, and that's one I put in a different place today. But now I've got four balls around my house now. So they're just
I
really,
love it.
they're really pretty. But what's really cool is today, I've made a little flower garden, a whole flower arrangement on my deck, and of hibiscus and what are the other ones? Oh, there's some lavender tree. Have you
Oh,
ever heard of a lavender
it's a
tree?
tree.
It's a tree. It's a little tree. Yeah. And so I've got that. I've got a little gargoyle that's guarding everything.
You gotta have that.
And the flowers or anything. And then I noticed that some hummingbirds are starting around. And that's what I noticed today were hummingbirds. And what was really funny is I put that one ball across on the wall, on the retaining wall. I put it over there. And I noticed these little hummingbirds are all around it. They're probably looking at the reflection in the ball. They're just
They're like, hey, good
having a
looking.
great time. And so then I also know this is okay. This, we got to do things. I mean, and this is, I'm just really getting into this. And I happened upon a video, a do-it-yourself video of how to make recirculating solar-powered fountains.
What? Oh,
So I'm
so
going to do
cool.
that this weekend. And
Yay.
I'm
We're
going to
into
put them out there.
the do-it-yourself
That'd be
stuff.
like little fountains, like they're for the birds. It's so that the And they said that this one is the hummingbirds love it. So there's another thing to attract more hummingbirds.
Well, I love that because I for the longest time I've had a hummingbird in the backyard in the tree, like it had a nest in the tree. And this summer I haven't seen it, so I don't know if it finally moved on
Maybe
or
it came to my house.
it might have. It probably said, over there in Arkansas, there's this lady that's really accommodating the hummingbirds, unlike this one. Yeah. So, yeah, but it could just be that I'm. Like my meditation room was on the second floor where I could look right out at the tree and sit on it. And now I don't have that. That room's being occupied. So it could just be that I'm not spending as much time in the backyard.
Could be.
Hard to say. So we have a theme. It's the do-it-yourself theme.
I think so. And that's when you were saying that. I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's so. I wonder if that's something to do with this. I mean, you're saying it's about concreting things in and stuff like that. It's like, well, I don't know if that's do it yourself, but.
Well, I think it would be fun to know what everybody else is doing.
Yeah,
What are you guys doing?
absolutely.
What's your projects? So,
Maybe it is something like that. Maybe that's the energy is project stuff.
it could be. We're going to complete some projects. All right. So, do we have questions from Tiffany yet?
We do have a few.
Awesome.
Then Tiffany, what color are you wearing?
Red, sorry to burst
Oh.
your Your white bubble.
Your white not, bubble. Non-existent. Yeah, my white bubble. A non-existent memo.
Yep.
Yeah. You didn't get in on that call that we didn't do? Okay.
Yep. Yep. Sorry, we weren't on the same wavelength.
We're going to have to definitely send her some telepathic signals next
yeah.
time.
Okay, so this individual is asking or asking saying today is 777.
First of all, who is this individual? I like to address names.
Okay, yes. Alyssa.
Oh, Alyssa. Hello, Alyssa.
Today is 777. 2023 added together is 7. Would love to know your take on spiritual significance with the number 7, 77, and 777. Or maybe just repeating angel numbers in general, all of them through 12.
Yeah. I have got to jump in here on this because I had no idea. It was, I never crossed my mind that the 2023 would add up to 7 and we're having a 777 day. Right. And I had just posted a video on my YouTube channel where the message was, Spirit wants you to know they're around, they're going to show you the number 7. So it's like, you're saying that, Tiffany, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. So they do these things without me realizing what's happening.
Yeah, and that's really cool because I noticed that the other day because my sister-in-law's birthday is today. And so, and I, for some reason, I was adding it up and I came, I was like, oh my gosh, it's 7777. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if anybody knows that. And it's really cool that then somebody's asking. So there is something about it that it's being brought to our attention.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely, well, you know, you got your lucky number 7, 7 in, I forget what it is in numerology, but in like angel numbers, it's saying you're on the right path.
Yeah.
It carries a high vibrations 7, 7, you know, we've got a lot of high vibrational references that we say.
Yeah. Anytime you have repeating numbers, it's always, that's high vibration. Specifically numerologically, I don't remember 7. But you know, the fact that it's repeating and we have so many of them. Now, the other thing is if you take those 3 7s now, because you have the month 7, the day 7, and then the year 7. So now add all those up and that's a 21, which becomes a 3. Now you've got the trine, the, you know, the spirit, the, you know, things like that. So you can look at it, you know, in that way, it's a completion or it's not completion, but it's like, you've got the trine.
Yeah. So and you did that triangle with your hand and it totally hit me. There's a gateway that's opening.
Cool.
So cool. Use the gateway, people. Use that gateway.
Very cool. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. I'm excited. And I think I can see some of the comments that are coming through. So again, if you are on YouTube, just comment away. Julia and I are competing over who's going to have the most comments and most views on YouTube. So come to my page, Tracy Mahan's page. And then Facebook. If you're commenting on Facebook, please open it up into its full forms and then comment. So that way we make sure we get them. Anyways, yeah. Oh, Juliet, which one are you on? Are you on mine or on Julia's YouTube? That's what I want to know. But anyways, she says 3s are her favorite number. So yeah. Yeah, numbers are, I have a little angel book with numbers in it. I love the numbers.
Yeah, and I have numerology books too. I think we could find those, but then the angel numbers, you turn me on to that site with all the wonderful angel messages.
Yeah, I have that on the phone, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do, it's on a quick, easy, you know, look it up. But the fact that, see, now you're saying 3, see, this is for you, and that's what you look at, is this is, it's your guides, it's your support team talking to you.
Yeah.
And that's it, it got your attention, that's what was necessary. That's what they needed to do. They just wanted to get your attention so that you know they're there and they're with you. That's the biggest thing that they want to do.
I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. So anything else about sevens or numbers? I think we covered that pretty good. I think it's fun here. We will say this. If you guys are kind of curious about the numbers, you can go online and look up what year you're in. Like you take your birthday and then the current year and you add that up and it tells you what your path you're in. So you did it for your sister-in-law already because you added up the whole thing to a 3.
Mine's always 3, 3. So 6 and a 7 is a 13. It's a 4 year.
Could you? I think I'm in a 1 year.
One
Do I
year.
have to do the math?
One. Here's all
Yeah, I'm in a
one.
1 year.
Oh yeah, it would be a one.
Yeah. So now, can you guys figure out my birthday from that? Ah!
Really? Okay, Tiffany.
I gave you hints. I'm a Capricorn.
Tiffany is a
Right.
9 and a 4 is a 4 and a 7, 11. She's an 11 year.
Ooh, which breaks down to a 2. So do they have an 11 year? It's a
Well,
master number. We like
it's a
that.
master number, so she's in a master number year.
Masterful, Tiffany. Masterful. I like it. All right. What's her next question?
Very cool.
No big deal. So Alyssa, I just wanted to follow up, said that yes, with 21 equaling 3, it is part of it. It is actually called the Sirius Gateway.
See,
Sirius.
there's a
Sirius.
gateway.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Perfect.
And
Perfect.
you did that train thingy. Yeah. Thank you.
Cool.
That's awesome. We
Yeah.
like validation and confirmation too. I love it.
Yeah, we all learn from each other. This is
I
cool.
love it. Yeah. Very cool. All right. What's the next one?
Can you repeat, sorry, what was the number calculation that you just did? What was the formula? Where can they go to find that?
The month, so you the number month your of your day of your birthday, the day. Okay, so you're adding all those together. So the month, the day, and then the year we're in right now. This is to get your year, the number of the year. The year we're in right now adds up to a 7. Okay, so now you would just take your month and your day, and then now add those up together and then add them to 7, and you'll get what year,
Yeah.
what number is your
And you
year.
always condense it down to the smallest number. So if you come up with a 21, you'd make it a 3.
Yeah, when you come up to a repeating, like Tiffany's in an 11 year, usually in numerology, that's as low as you take it because you know you're in a master number. And then that's, so there's something like something she's working on this year in her that she, so that's what you would know. And so it's like it's taking that, like she's in a 1 year, which is a leadership. Usually it's something working on stuff that's going forward. And it sounds like she's, then you're, it's like you're doing it on steroids a little bit. So, you know, it's
The steroids.
extra,
Right.
extra leadership stuff. Does that apply? Does that sound correct, Tiffany?
Sure.
Was she listening? Love
Also
it.
a great question. Are we ready for another question?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from C. They are asking which book will help me understand best past lives as non-human. I had a
Oh.
session today and I was a rock in the tectonic plates.
Ooh, how cool is
Ooh.
that? That is very cool.
Shifty.
Yeah, the
Oh.
best book, if you go into the Convoluted Universe series, there is one, look into the chapters, there's one called Non-Human Lives. So that would be your best. I think she refers to them in the different books, but there's one specifically. She goes into a lot of different types of lives you can have. So I think that would be your best. But in the Convoluted Universe, I feel like it's book two, but it, you know, I can't. That's just off the top of my head. So
It would
look.
be a miracle if you could memorize those books.
Wouldn't that
Like,
be? Yeah.
yeah, that would be
So what
so
you would
cool.
do, they should have somewhere you can see the table of contents, and there will be one of the chapters is non-human lives.
Yeah, that's super cool. Tectonic
It
plate.
is. It really is.
Wow.
And
Yeah.
rocks are interesting lives, even though you know sometimes it's not a lot going on, but that's the really cool thing is you think what's about a rock? But there's a lot about a rock. And like that in tectonic plates, oh my gosh, what that rock
Yeah.
experienced.
The wild. It's rocking. Somebody had to say it. It was door wide open. Come on, guys.
Yep.
Okay.
Very cool. Thank you.
Next question.
So this is from Samantha. How hard
Yeah.
is it to find people to practice on in QHHT level one?
How hard is it?
Yeah, how hard is it?
Not hard. Not hard. You just need to put your antenna out there. Just put the word out that you are willing to do it. Usually your friends and families, they're right in front of line. But if anybody you are associated with, and then if you want to go beyond that, you know, we have, I think in our Dolores Cannon, is it in the group or the Facebook page? We have a section where people can put in there. I'm an intern and I want to do sessions. I'm looking
Facebook
for people.
Group.
The Facebook group. Okay. And then, it's really just, but I'm telling you, it's really this. Yeah. This is what's doing it. It's your antenna. What are you putting out there? When you know that you're ready and I want to start seeing people, the universe will bring them to you. So you just get clear that you want to have people. If you're not getting people, then I would look at what this is thinking, because you're probably, there may be apprehension. There may be, I just don't know if I can do this. There's doubt, whatever. And see, that's going to hold things at bay. So be clear what this is putting out. Any other thoughts on that?
It'll ebb and flow, let me tell you. And I'll notice that it's like, oh, it got really slow. And then I'll be like, oh, how have I been responding to my sessions lately? Mm-hmm. But yeah, the other thing that I might suggest is, you know, look up the other interns in your area and mm-hmm. see if they want to do some trades. And those count, you know, do sessions on each other. Those count. So that's a good way. And then you guys have something in common to talk about afterwards. And yeah.
And something else I just thought of that you like to recommend. What is it you recommend to all practitioners?
To get on the forum. I mean, the list can go on and on.
But by being on the forum, what happens to their listing? This is a pop quiz for Tracy.
So here's what I want you to do. If you are a practitioner, I don't care what level you're at this point. If you are not on the website, get your buns on there, because that's how people are going to find you. Make sure that you got your picture on and get on the forum, which is our resource for each other to comment and share with each other. And like I said, find people in your area to collaborate with, to share with, because, you know, sometimes we've got questions. Questions go to the forum. That's the best place to put them, because you're not the only one with the question. Right. So it could really help someone else out if you're doing that. But if you got your busy little body on the QHHTofficial.com page, people are going to find you. You're going to get listed as the intern. So some people are just like, oh, I'm curious, but I don't know. They're going to contact you and say, can I get a session? Yeah. I refer people to interns in my area all the time. So get connected with other practitioners and say, hey, I'm an intern in the area. If there's anyone because sometimes people go, well, I'm not sure. And I don't know if I want. And whenever they're like that, I say, go see an intern, and then they get the practice and you get an experience, and then you can mm-hmm. figure it out. So contact other people in your area, whatever level they are, and let them know you're an intern. If they have anybody that would like a session, you would be more than willing to do that. When it comes to friends and family, they can be the hardest ones to do. So
they can, but they're great for practice.
They are great
for practice. Just don't expect anything from them. They're wonderful practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's just a lot of ways to drum up that kind of getting your internship period done. So those are some good ways that, you know, over the years we've come up with some ways, strategy to help you find
the biggest thing there is you must get your picture on there. I mean, people,
picture's important.
You think about, people are looking for someone that they can relate to, someone they can trust, someone that resonates with them. They can't do that from a blank avatar, you know, anything like that. They need to see your eyes. They need to see you. And then that will put them in touch. And so you must have a picture. Get a picture. It's worth it. And that's what I was trying to get at. When you have a forum subscription, you automatically get a picture.
And your website and your social media.
All the ways they can be.
Great ways for people to find you and figure out if they're going to resonate with you. So,
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All
right. You can do it. Just say, I'm ready. I'm
going to do it. Welcome to the family.
Yes, absolutely.
So there's that. Okay, Tiffany.
So this is from Ash. Their question is that I've heard of people offering QHHT sessions virtually. Is it actually possible to have a good QHHT session virtually? Love you guys.
It's, yeah. Thank you. If somebody is doing a session online virtually, it is not QHHT. QHHT is created to be done in person, and you will get this beautiful, deep connection, deep experience. Online, yeah, something will happen, something can happen, but it won't be the beautiful experience that you get in a QHHT session. I'll just put it that way. And we teach.
You were way nicer about that than I was.
Yeah. Okay. You say what you were going to say, because I have to be on the edges all the time. So.
So we've talked about this over the years about the online, especially during COVID. It became a thing that needed to be brought to our attention.
Right.
And it continues to be, these are really long sessions, you guys. Your internet connection, one, would have to hold up. Two, you'd have to ensure that no one's going to interrupt your session. And there's no way as a practitioner that we can create that for you. And it's just not a good idea, because somebody could walk in, somebody could interrupt. You know, you could be going through an emotional past life, and, you know, we're not there to make sure you're feeling comfortable and safe. There's a lot of reasons why this needs to be done in person. We could keep talking about them, but you know, those are some really strong points. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody's saying they're doing QHHT online, hang up the phone, delete the email, and go a different direction, because you're not going to get the right session doing that. And we want you to be safe. We want you to have a good experience, and we want you to have it done right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely. Beautifully said.
Thank you. I'm starting to sound like Julia.
I trained her well.
Oh my goodness, so fun. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, I think we're ready for the next question.
Okay, so I know you will usually cover this later, but I think this would maybe be a good time to just insert this in the middle. This is from Patricia. I'm confused if the October retreat is only for practitioners or not. It's advertised like it is, but some places it hints it's for everyone. Can you clarify, please?
Absolutely. Happy to. And thank you for asking. It is not just for practitioners. And that's why we're going to start calling them retreats rather than reunions, because it gets confused. But no, it's for anybody that wants to come, like-minded people. And maybe, you know, you're not a practitioner, but you'd like to have a session. We had a lot in Hawaii. We had a lot of people there that were not practitioners.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. I think they later became practitioners, and sometimes that's what it is. People are just checking us out, and it's like, I just want to see what this is all about. And then they become practitioners or something, but you do not have to. You don't have to become one, and you don't have to be one. Just if you want to be with like
you are one, and you want to bring a spouse that isn't one, bring the spouse that isn't
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
We've had people bring their, teenage to adult children might even enjoy it. Little children probably wouldn't, but, you know, if there's an interest there, come. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was fun to have the people that weren't practitioners, because they had a lot of really good questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you for asking that. And yes, that'll be October 4th to 9th in Ibiza, Spain. All the information about it is on the QHHTofficial.com website. So, yes, we would have addressed it, but thank you for letting us do that now.
Yeah. Somebody needed to hear it now.
Yes.
So this is from Robin.
Okay.
In many sessions, I see colors and hear the frequencies that match those colors. What does this mean?
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. So cool.
It's for jelly.
No. Yeah. See, and that's what some people, I didn't have a body. Oh, it didn't work. Can you believe
it? No,
I just saw colors. It didn't work. Like, oh my gosh. No, you're in, because when we're not in these bodies, we're frequencies. And that's what we are anyway. We're frequencies. We're vibrations. We're energy. And that's what colors and frequency, that's just energy. You were seeing your energy. You were seeing energy bodies. You were seeing energy, period. It would be interesting what you were getting from that, you know, because you knew the frequencies that went with the colors. That's huge. That's probably something that if you tap in, you can do that now in your conscious state. So that's what it's showing you and teaching you. You have this ability. And then you can go further, but I would love to know what else you learned from the colors.
Yeah, what do you do when you're in that state? What happens when you're in colors and frequencies?
Mm-hmm.
That's a yummy one. I like it.
Very yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get excited when my people don't have a body. Ooh, where are we going?
I know. And some people, oh, it didn't work. I didn't have a body. It's like, oh.
Yeah, I didn't see a lifetime. I was floating around as a color. And it's like, that was a lifetime.
That's a big deal. That's a good one. All of them are good. They're all your experiences.
Yeah.
So, but that's why you don't, just because it doesn't go the way you think it should go, don't discount it. You know, it's something. I'm telling you, it's never nothing. It's something. Just, it's not what you're expecting.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love to hear about experiences. Mm-hmm. They're always fun.
Okay, we're going to change it up just a bit.
Oh, okay.
That was much like a drum roll, but it was just suspense. Okay.
It's me panic scrolling. That's what that is. So this is from Dorinda.
Dorinda, okay.
I want to be contacted or contact UFOs, extraterrestrial beings. How do I go about doing this?
Your intent. I mean, my friend, it's your intent. And they talk heart to heart. I mean, that's how they communicate, is here. And then, I mean, they're telepathic, but they, how do I say this? I'm trying to figure out the word. See, that's why that, oh, that's what they're doing is see, we don't have all the words. And that's why they do it this way and heart, because this is showing our true nature. That's not weird because see, no words would come.
I was going to say use color and frequency.
Yeah, exactly. But that's how they communicate. They do this other thing. They don't talk. They don't do that. They know our hearts and they know our intentions. What keeps coming in is intention. You've put it out there. I want to make contact. What I'm getting is you probably already are and just are not consciously aware of it right now. So it's already happening. And that's why you're having that desire. It's probably getting closer to you being aware. I wouldn't be surprised if you're having dreams. Boy, this is coming in fast. You're having dreams. You're having something. Don't discount those. Those are actually experiences. There's something happening.
I'm going to ask you, if you're asking for experiences so you can remember that you've had contact, ask for joyful memories of the experience, because what happens is you'll lose sleep. I've had so many people who are like, why am I not sleeping at night? Or, I'm waking up at 4 a.m. every morning and then I can't get back to sleep. And it's like, because you asked, it turns out it's because they asked for evidence that they were going on the ships or that they were going out of body. So they come back at that hour and then they're wide awake because they wanted to remember. So just make sure that you're remembering in ways that also allow your body to rest and that you're getting everything you need as in the human experience to take care of yourself while you're in that experience. Because they forget we have bodies that require certain things that their bodies don't require if they have bodies. And so, I would just say you probably did have an experience. That's why you're asking the question. And your subconscious or your higher self is putting that information in there, which is causing your conscious self to go, I wonder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or so, I'd like to, and then stuff like that. Dreams. Dreams are such a nice, non-threatening way to have things enter in. And that's why it's like, pay attention to the dreams and ask for information to be given in the dreams.
Yeah.
Maybe contact me, because that's where you're going. You're going off to all these places. So it might be that you just remember some of it and it's coming in. It looks like a dream, but it's actually just you remembering.
Yeah. Dare I say, if you found this channel and you're watching us, you've probably been off in the ether somewhere. So.
They're going to freeze it on that frame. You know it.
I know. Oh, I can't wait. Oh. Or they'll do that one. But yeah, we love it where YouTube freezes the frame. What face am I going to be making? So that's awesome. The contact, wanting to contact them, set that intention, ask to remember, but in ways that are fun for you to remember. I'm trying to think of examples of what has happened when people ask to remember and then, but I know that's one of them. Losing sleep was one of them. tossing and turning or something. There's
yeah, it's not like there's anything scary that
no,
happens.
No, it's nothing
like
scary.
It's more like, it's like, why am I awake? Why is this? Why is it? It's because you just finished something or whatever.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's like, why can't I get back to sleep? Why is my mind racing? It's like, because you wanted to remember. Mm-hmm. And, or why did I see the shadow in my room? And they're never scared of the shadow, by the way. You're not going to be, because they're benevolent and they're family, right? There are starseed brothers and sisters, but you might see motion in the room or lights in the room, and then your mind starts going on all of that. And so it's like, just make sure that, you're aware. You asked for it. Now be aware that that's what it is, that you're seeing that light, because you asked to see that light. And so, it's a good sign that you're at a vibrational match to actually get to remember it now. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And one of the things I did, because in mom's book, The Custodians, it was one of the things she told me early on, but I know it's in that book, where she's talking about, they had told her, we know your intention better than you know yourself, and we know what's happening. And so we know when you're ready. And so then I just, because I go, oh, I want to see when I want to see them all. And then something happened, and I was like, oh, shoot, maybe I'm not quite as ready. You know, I got scared, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'm not quite as ready. And I thought, then after that, I'm like, you know what? I'm leaving it to you guys. You will know when I'm ready. Yeah. You know my heart. You know what I'm, whatever. You'll know my reaction. And I have seen, that's why I saw a mantis being one time, and it felt like a dream, but I know it was like a very lucid dream. And so that's why I know it was a real experience. The thing was interesting on that was I kept checking in with myself. I was looking at it, and I'm getting closer and closer, and I kept checking in. Am I afraid? Am I afraid? No, I'm not afraid. This is so cool. No. This is so cool. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Yeah. So
if you guys want an example of like, one of my early on experiences was I had fallen asleep like during the middle of the day, nap type sleep, because I remember the room was light. And when I was in the dream state, there was this being standing next to me, and it had these octopus looking hair or arms was coming out like hair. And it was standing next to me. It was pushing on my stomach, and it said, there, we fixed that for you. I said, you fixed it. And I could feel him pushing on my stomach. And then of course I'm sitting there going, what is this? And I'm touching, and they felt kind of like a dolphin skin or something like that. Uh-huh. And I remember thinking, it's letting me touch it. What am I doing all this? And then they said, okay, we're going to leave now. And it was just the one standing there. I'm going to leave now. And as soon as they left, bam, I'm wide awake, and I could feel the pressure lift off my stomach. So I was able to see it, touch it, talk to it. It was all telepathic. And I don't know, you guys are going to ask, what did it do to me? I have no idea. I didn't know something was wrong.
They fixed it.
I'm like, okay, can you guys come back and do a few more of those touch ups? But that was an experience I had where I thought I was dreaming, but then as soon as they said, okay, we're leaving, then boom, I'm wide awake. And it's like, that's not sleeping. That's something else. So that was an experience that I had with ETs.
I love that you said that, because that reminded me of an experience I had back when I was in nursing school. I forget about it until, said something that jogged my memory. And I won't go into the whole thing. It was a dream, but it wasn't a dream, because it was like that, And the part that was, all of a sudden I was up in something, watching over like a meeting that was about to take place. And then all of a sudden, next thing I know, I'm on the ground in front of the house and getting ready to go in. And I turn around, and there's this being in a nursing uniform. It was a nursing school. Okay. Remember that. So it's like this association, but maybe it was like, okay, this is, you'll understand, this is a nursing meeting, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, and I'm like, but it was a being, it was like a little gray, and it was in a nursing. And, I get the feeling, they call some of them the doctor or something like that.
I call medics when I'm with them.
I thought maybe that was why it was wearing a uniform. But anyway, it's probably so. Anyway, I was like, oh my gosh, because you have to think about this now. I'm going to age myself dramatically here. nursing school, and this is when Close Encounters, was out, and it was like this big, great big deal, and stuff. So, So, and I kept wanting to meet one. Anyway, it's like that person was there, that being was there. And I'm like, I need to go into this meeting. And they just kept not, it was a she, it felt like a she, nodded her head. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And I was like, I have to touch you. And see, when you said I have to touch, that was interesting. Cause it's like, and I'm getting all excited again because that's how I was. I'm like, I have to touch you. And so I put my hand on her shoulder and I ran it down the arm and so I could feel the skin. And I was just like, and I remember it, you know, it wasn't gross or anything, but it was just like, I, you know, I just had to feel it. I had to know this person, this thing was real. This person was real. And then I'm like, but I have to go. I have to go. And she's like, And so I turned to go in. And when I turned back, she was gone. And then it goes on the dream, you know, the rest of the dream. But it's like that part, see, that's where you look at what's happening in your dream. That part, that was an encounter.
Yeah.
That was something. So. And like yours, yeah. That was something, you know, especially you
something.
Can feel them. You can, yeah, they're in the love. I remember feeling all this love from them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to a point. This was when I was doing my Reiki training. I was doing trades. I was doing the training with a friend of mine. So, you know, it's like an addiction. It's like, okay, let's do this again. And we live close enough together. We were doing like every day we were getting together and doing these. Well, you run energy like that every day, it starts connecting you. And this is before I knew what a Palladian looked like. And I had two Palladians that would show up. Now in hindsight, I know what that was. I wish I would have known when it was happening. But
so what does a Palladian look like for those of us that don't know?
So what I was seeing was there was a man and a woman. They were wearing a blue uniform with some gold outlines to the uniform. They had an emblem on the left, right over the heart. And they were both blonde and both kind of had longer wavy hair and very blue eyes. And so every time she would take me into, like, I would almost stop breathing on the table. She would take me so deep that she was like, breathe, breathe. You know, and I was like, I just really don't need to. And she goes, no, you need to breathe. I was like, out. And then these two would show up, but I didn't channel them. I would, like she would ask me questions. I would say, that man and woman are here again with the blue uniforms. And so then she would ask me questions and then I'd say, well, they're telling me this and they're telling me that. And like, gosh, this was probably 17, 18 years ago. So, you know, I wasn't quite where I am now with who are the stars.
It was a precursor.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. In hindsight,
that's how it starts a lot of times.
There's just, yeah, it's like the more I look back at things, like you were saying, it's like, oh, I forgot about these things that were happening. But yeah, they would come in and talk to us and give us messages. And of course, they were kind of characters too, because she was very focused on what they could tell her about her life and her things and was very focused on her. Every time he'd ask the questions. So I remember one of them going, are you ever going to ask anything for Tracy? So it was kind of, but that was really a neat time and a lot of energy going into that. I forget where I was going to go with that story, but that was another experience I had where I didn't realize I was looking at or interacting with Palladians. And for years, didn't know that until later when I saw a picture of Palladians. I'm like, oh, those are the two, you know, that's what those two looked like. And I made up names for them and everything so I could identify with them. And it was an interesting time, though, to go through just through that. Oh, yes, I do remember where I was going with that. During that time, I felt love to the point where even love was painful. Like, you know, it's like love hurts. It was like, man, I love so much that I don't think I can contain it in the body. And I had never felt anything like that before, but it was during that same period of time where they were coming to visit and doing that. And I was going so deep that she would have to tell me to breathe.
Right.
But that energy of love was just like, it was too much for the body to handle. And I, you know, people would say that, you know, that godlike, you can't handle it. And it's like, I know what they mean now.
Exactly.
A lot. But and so I did get to experience that. And that was a neat thing.
Cool.
I also got to experience one time, I had a dream about the awakening before I really kind of knew what that was even about.
Okay.
And there was this bubble of energy, and I was about to go through the bubble, and I was in a car in the dream, and I'm driving towards the bubble, and you could see it. It was growing, growing, mm-hmm. growing. And the girl in the car with me and I, we look at each other, and she goes, "Are you ready?" And I said, "I'm ready." And we went through that bubble. And when we did, everything fear-based left my body. And for just that moment in that dream, I got to know what that felt like. And it was just like I can't even try to grasp that now. Yeah. I just remember that when
I woke up from that dream, like that, you probably can't even grasp it.
You can't even grasp it. It's like, it was like, for a while, it took me a second to be like, what was that feeling? And then it dawned on me, all the fear was gone.
Wow.
And basically the whole dream was about the awakening, and the people who are awake will be able to see things that people that aren't awake yet can't see. Mm-hmm. And it was like this little prophetic dream thing that was going on, and the shift and all that. And then later I found your mom's books. I'm like, oh, this is what it was about. So it was kind of cool when I got to put it all together, but mm-hmm. it was really a profound thing to go through that bubble and just feel everything that ever troubled me, ever bothered me, ever worried me, ever made me cry. It just left. And then it was like, you could see the world in a whole different way. Right. And it was really a cool dream. I journaled it somewhere. One day I might find that journal. Can you imagine if I do? Be like, because I reference that dream often through, you know, because it was so profound.
Yeah, I'll come back when it's necessary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wrote that whole thing down for let me. It's like, it's in a box somewhere. So anyways.
Very cool.
Yeah. Mm. All right. I'm done sharing all of that. We can.
No, but that shows how much comes in dreams.
It really does.
Be aware. Pay attention to your dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. They say life between lies. How about the space between awaken and sleep state? Mm-hmm. There's stuff that goes on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Very cool.
All right, Tiffany.
Just as a follow-up, Dorinda, as you guys were talking, was commenting that she totally feels exactly the way that you've been describing, and that this is all really cool and great. So thank you for sharing.
Wonderful.
I thought this one was interesting. So this one's from, sorry if I pronounce your name incorrectly, but either Ina or Inna. It's not really a question, more of a comment. I'm vacillating between awakening and thinking this is quote unquote out there, and cannot share with other people because they'll think I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you come to see us. And then we're the weird group, you know, and that all the weirdos, we can all be here together being weird together. You know, you might appear out there and odd to other people. That's okay. That's why you find like-minded people, and we all support each other.
Yeah. I've had so many sessions where people, like, they go a little over on time because you get the client that's like, I never get to talk to anybody about this stuff. This has been so nice. And it's true. Yeah. You got to find the like-minded people and have your conversations, because it doesn't mean that the other people leave your life, but we don't need to force that on them either. You know, they're not ready for it. It's okay.
Right. Every person will get it when they're ready. We're not here to convert anyone, but you know, when you're shifting, you want to find people that understand you, and you want a support system or whatever, something to help you feel normal. And you are normal. We're all normal within our world. So
some of our reality, totally normal.
We're just fine. Yeah.
And we're fun.
But welcome. So glad you found us.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. We have time for more?
Yeah. I think we have time for one more, maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Wasn't ready. Hold on, please.
Playing with the cat or something.
Well, no. He's just laying on me.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's all right. Okay. Random.
I have a question about what it means when your third eye throbs. I have experienced my third eye throbbing throughout my life. My teeth also go numb after a deep meditation. Is there a reason behind this?
Ooh, interesting. Teeth go numb after a deep meditation.
Mm.
It's usually anything with the mouth, you know, anything in that. It's like there's something you want, you need to say, anything, any things that are off. But after a deep meditation, unless there's something it's coming through and you need to say it, and maybe that's what it's trying to tell you, is there's, you're getting information that you need to deliver or something. The third eye throbbing, I mean, I've always, it's like when these, because when these chakras open, they, sometimes they hurt and stuff like that, but it's been happening all her life. So
yeah, that's interesting. I'm just seeing if anything will come in about the third eye throbbing, because that's usually, you know, if you're noticing your third eye, it's probably because it's opening or expanding. Yeah. But what would a third eye throbbing mean?
And I'm sorry, I didn't say their name. It's Crystal, if that helps.
Oh, it's Crystal. Okay. Yeah. Well, no, I'm just kidding. It doesn't.
Well, but really, it, of the course, name Crystal itself. Has a throbbing third eye. You know,
yeah.
So, I mean, to me, it's like that chakra is, unless, you know, but there again, she gets, and then I think she's getting information when she meditates. So,
yeah,
I think there's a connection there.
So, is Tiffany, is the third eye throbbing in meditation, or is that happening, or is it clear?
You're asking me, you're asking Crystal.
Both, but like, is it happening? I got the
impression. Yeah, the third, the teeth go numb in the meditation, but is the third eye throbbing in the meditation, or is that always happening?
That is not clarified in this question. It just says that the third eye throbs and that it's been throbbing throughout their life.
Okay, she just posted, yeah. I just recently experienced the throbbing again and began at the beginning of this year, and this last one almost took me off balance, but it's not painful. Oh, okay. Interesting.
I would just say you're growing and expanding. I mean, that ability, you know, you're probably really working on some level, you're working on your intuitive ability.
I have to laugh because I'm in my head going, all right, because she said the third eye is random, but I'm in my head going, okay, so what is that? And I'm hearing, like the beep, 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 like Morse code.
So, uh-huh.
It's like they are sending you some signals, whoever yeah. they are.
Yeah.
Like Crystal, I would recommend you have a session, a QHHT session, if you can, and ask that question, because I think you hold that gold nugget of what that answer is. But if it definitely feels like that's connected to a collective that's trying to mm-hmm. use that as a means to communicate.
Yeah, that's what I feel like, you're developing that ability. And that's why it's been doing that all your life. It's something that you have been working on all your life. I mean, it probably keeps trying to come in, and maybe you shut it down. There's something happening where it kind of come back up, you shut it down, maybe not knowingly, but some, you know, we do that a lot.
Yeah.
We'll
say that real quick, is if that is what's happening, you're like, I'm not shutting it down. There is a part of you that might have shut that down at an early age so that you wouldn't be the child saying psychic things and getting exercised. So it could be that you could ask now to remove that, because again, you have free will. So if you're ready for whatever that is interfering with that signal to move,
yeah,
maybe
ask I'm for open that. To it now. Let's see.
Yeah.
It's all fine.
Yeah. Fine.
Okay. We have 1 minute warning here. So Tracy, how can people find you? Thank you, everybody, for being with us.
TracyMahan.com or QHHTofficial.com under Find a Practitioner. And I'm in the Oregon area, and that information's on my website and on the QHHT site. Julia,
yes.
All the things.
All the things, QHHTofficial.com. Go there. You'll find out about the course. You'll find out how to find a practitioner to have a session. You'll find Tracy. You'll find about the Ibiza retreat in October. And we will be naming our next one in the Asian territory that's coming up in January. So we'll be naming that very soon. Tiffany, thank you for being here. And thank you for helping us so much. We love you.
Yay.
And we love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.